First official training session of the pre-season for the Sydney Swans yesterday. Let's see how one of their star midfielders pulled up. Kieran Jack is on the line. G'day, Kieran.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
No problem. How's the body today?
Yeah, no, it's all right. We're in for another big session this morning, so the boys are ready. They're primed after Monday, and yeah, it was a pretty solid session, but it's good to get back into work, so to say.
Yeah, Kieran, my favourite topic at this time of year, who's in the fat club?
Oh.
Well, we don't have Plugger anymore running around.
he was the odds-on favourite every year.
Times have sort of changed now in AFL football. Yeah. I mean, we get programs and we roughly start running, you know, almost 2 or 3 weeks after the season's finished. So we're expected to turn up in excellent shape. You know, we want to hit the ground running and get stuck into some skill work. And all the boys have come back in really good nick. Our younger players have been training for 2 weeks prior to this. So everyone's in good spirits.
That's a coaching and football staff response to, I think you've got constituted a certain amount of break during the MOU. Yeah. They say, right, have your break, but you're not really getting a break. So I was going to ask you, you know, are you one of those guys that has complete time off, but clearly no, and you're following a program set out by the Swans?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the Players Association, we've organised that. We're not going to come in on site and train, but we certainly know that we've got to come back in good nick and there's only a certain amount of time before the season starts. We want to get into training and improve as much as possible and make sure we get better. You know, last year we almost got there. We certainly wasted an opportunity on that last Saturday. So the boys are hungry and driven and want to get in on the track and improve.
Kieran, are you one of those guys who ask why you're doing certain things? You know, there's different personalities within a football club and sometimes people want to know, well, why am I running this length of distance? Why am I doing this skill drill? Are you one of those people?
Oh, yes, certainly. I mean, the older you get, the more intrigued you are with the sports science point of view. And, you know, so much money goes into it now and there's so many new philosophies and different training methods. So you want to keep on top of it. I know our younger boys almost just do what they're told and they just go out and train and run themselves into oblivion. But certainly as you get older, you want to be asking questions and making sure that you're doing the absolute right preparation and best preparation possible for you.
Mate, you were involved in that international rules game. I mean, that was only, 10 days ago over there in Perth? So, I mean, you haven't really had any sort of a break, have you, much?
Yeah, we were in camp for a week and, you know, that was an incredible experience, more than anything. It was to be a part of that and the AFL had put in, you know, almost a last attempt to try and salvage the international rules and try and get some interest around international footy. So to be a part of that with some really great players, it was great. Yes, you know, we sacrificed a bit of our leave period to do it, but I think it was well worth it in the end, you know, to experience that representative footy that we don't really see in AFL football.
Did you learn anything from those senior players in that international rules squad? And as a further to that, any sledging from Luke Hodge?
No, we decided to steer clear of the grand final. We just called it, you know, one all, 2012, 2014. so many great coaches, you know, Ross Lyon, Chris Scott, Alistair Clarkson on the coaching panel. So three of the great coaches of the competition. And then throw in, you know, the leaders, you know, Hodge, Mitchell, Selwood, you know, Rewalt. I mean, everyone there was there for a reason. You know, they're all Australians, so you can certainly bounce off ideas off them. What they look for in games, and certainly there are things that myself, Jared, and Nick Smith have picked up that we'll bring back into training now.
Jeez, mate, you've been busy. How was the Australian Open Pro-Am? You got to play with some pretty high-profile players. What did you pick up?
Yeah, that was look, I'm not an avid golfer. I got a phone call the day before saying, look, there's a spot open if you want to come and play around a golf and a pro-am with Rory, the front nine, and Adam Scott, the back nine.
And you said, who?
And I certainly knew who they were.
Yeah, I know.
but I spoke to a few other people, and they just couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe the opportunity that was there. And it was, it was a lot of fun. It was great to talk to them and see their training styles and where they're at, what they sort of go through in competition phases. And they were quite interested in AFL football. I know Rory's an Irishman. He watched a little bit of the international game, the Gaelic football. So Really good guys, and we just we had a ball out there. I was just a bit, I was quite nervous on the tee with the gallery behind me and people lined up. I certainly wasn't used to that. And yeah. I think I topped it off the first. It wasn't a great start.
fair enough. Hey, Adam Good's back for his 18th AFL season. That's obviously a massive plus for the club. You've got the other big recruits, literally, in Buddy Franklin and Kurt Tippett. Do they do the same type of training as everyone else, or is theirs a little bit modified, especially Adam, given his seniority?
Yeah, they're modified at the moment, and probably not seniority, just probably a maintenance point of view with their knees. I mean, Adam's knee, we're going to have to manage that throughout the year, and same with Kurt too. I mean, he's had a bit of knee issues, so we'll slowly build them up. I mean, their Buddy was out running on Monday, and he'll be running again today. So everyone's fitting well. I mean, we've been pretty lucky. We didn't have a lot of injuries, a lot of surgery, I should say, over the break. So. Yeah, we've got a pretty healthy list, and you need it, you know, this time of year to get the work in.
Kieran, final one from me. Terrible circumstances, obviously, surrounding Philip Hughes. You guys spent a lot of time down there at the SCG, that Moor Park precinct. Did you have much to do with him? And the outpouring of emotion from just, sports people, but public has been extraordinary, hasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know Phil, but just incredibly sad. I mean, it's... Yeah. You just feel for the family, and you just think, how can something like this happen in today's day and age, you know, with the, you know, the welfare that we put into sports and looking after players. It's just an absolute tragedy. So, yeah, my heart goes out to the Hughes family, and I just think, touching on that, I think Michael Clark's leadership throughout this has been incredible, and someone from another sport and a leader in another sport, I think what he's been able to do and, you know, front up. Day after day, it's been incredible.
Well said, Kieran. Just on that leadership, has John Longmire settled on a captain for next year? Is it going to be a co-captain situation? What's the latest there?
Yeah, look, I'm not too sure. I mean, the last 2 years, we have worked on a co-captain basis, and I think it's worked quite well with myself and Jared. So, yeah, we'll probably sit down in the new year and talk about that. You know, the players will have some input into that as well. We'll vote in our leadership group and that, but I guess that'll be in the new year.
All right. Well, good luck with today's tough session that you mentioned at the top of the interview, and really appreciate your time this morning, Kieran.
No, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.